from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. It's a few minutes to the call to prayer, and I'm late. My grandma and I are going to perform Maghrib and Isha prayers in a beautiful mosque in our neighborhood. My prayers mat is ready. And this is my chador for prayers. I have to rush. Before I forget, tomorrow I'll make a trip to Isfahan in order to take a tour to one of the invaluable treasures of Iran, the Jame Mosque of Isfahan. The Jame Mosque of Isfahan, which is also known as the Jame Mosque of Atiq or the Friday Mosque of Isfahan, is one of the historical monuments of the city of Isfahan, which dates back to the 2nd century AH. However, the mosque is older than the date cited, and archaeologists have found relics dating back to the Sasanid era. The discovery of one pillar, with the decorations which date back to the Sasanid era, located in the northern part of the mosque, represents the fact that this monument dates back to the pre-Islamic era. In fact, the Jame Mosque of Isfahan was formed during 2,000 years and has been finally transformed into the current shape. The Jame Mosque of Isfahan is a museum for itself because inside it you can find monuments dating back to the Sasanid, Abbasid, Daylamite, Buyid, Seljuqid, Safavid, and Qajarid dynasties. The most important development projects of this mosque was done during the Buyid dynasty and after that during the Safavid era. The current appearance of the mosque, mostly related to its development, was done during the Seljuqid era. However, the repairs and attachments were done later during other historical eras, particularly during the Safavid era. The Jame Mosque of Isfahan is located in the old part of the city of Isfahan. I am now in Allame Majlisi Street. I have to walk a few blocks to reach the mosque. By the way, the mausoleum of Allame Majlisi, who was one of the prominent ulema of the Safavid era, is situated in the area of the mosque. That is why this street is called Allame Majlisi. And I am now in the area of the Jame Mosque of Isfahan. Oh, these beautiful blue and azure tiles make one quite excited, as if the sky has come down. The design of this mosque is 4E1 design. This design is completely Iranian. The name of these beautiful Iwans are as follows. Sofeye Saheb in the south, Sofeye Darvish in the north, Sofeye Ostad in the west, and Sofeye Shagird in the east. I'll get closer to see the details. I am now in the southern Iwan of the mosque, just beneath the dome and the 40 pillars around. This magnificent dome is made of bricks and plaster and dates back to the Seljuqid era. It's true, they say that the Jame Mosque of Isfahan and the areas around tell us the story of people who used to live in the era of Seljuqids. I am now in Sofeye Shagird. This Iwan doesn't have tile work decorations and instead is adorned by brickmate Mugharnas. Oh my god, these Mugharnas works are a masterpiece. In this Iwan, there is a piece of rich integrated marble stone with inscriptions around and above it. I am now in the northern part of Ostad Iwan. Here there is a small Shabistan which has the most beautiful plaster work mihrab in the world. This mihrab, which is the masterpiece of Iranian art, shines like a gem. In order to protect this mihrab, it is put in a glass guard. Though, from the distance I am standing, the beauties of this mihrab is completely visible. The Jame Mosque of Isfahan is very beautiful and wonderful. Be sure that later during this series, I'll come back to this mosque in order to talk about the details of the mosque for you.
Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.